Nigeria does not begin and end in Lagos. So it is time that our people begin to look outside Lagos as well. Every reasonable person wants to have a slice of Lagos. So if Lagos is upping their game, it's because you want to have a slice of it. So if you cannot afford a slice of it now, go and buy a loaf elsewhere. You don't have to buy a slice in Lagos. Some clients, they want to pay you 5 million. They want you to give them land in Lagos, give them drainage, give them swimming pool, give them street lights, give them lights in their house, give them air to breathe, give them network on their phone without paying additional fees. Somebody wants to buy a house of 20 million naira from you and wants you to put interiors that will cost about 50 million. And they know that on their own,
they
can never use that their 20 million to achieve what you've given to them. Getting the best at a cheaper price and being unrealistic is two different things.
Now I'm going to ask the question they would ask me. Didn't you guys factor all of these things into your price?
When they were buying land of 3 million, in some places they had land of 20 million. But they will leave 20 million own, come and buy 3 million and expect you for 3 million to give them the same value 20 million is giving them.
Nigeria has this trust issue.
It's not as if we have trust issues. We like a wolf. If you tell an Oyinbo that this place is bush, next year it will become 20 story below. Oyinbo will say,
you'll be very critical. Impossible. Exactly.
Are you sure? Yeah. But Nigeria, if you tell Nigeria next week, you will see high rise. They will never ask you, but technically it is impossible for you to build a 20 story building in this place in 6 months. But Nigerians will say, oh, really? I want to buy.
Right.
They are always quick to say, look at Lekki Phase 1. Mm-hmm. You know, Lekki Phase 1's appreciation did not go from 1 year to next year. It was going in bits. All the likes of Agirons, the Chevrons, the Orchid, the Cates, the Onirus, at some point were like deserts. Some people bought those days. They had to wait for a very long time.
Long time.
And some people came and they bought when it was prime. Exactly. When you buy a rural area, your wait is actually longer than somebody that buys when it's prime. Mm-hmm. The government will not sleep and wake up and demolish for no reason.
I want somebody to point this any structure that actually did the right thing.
The government would never demolish your property if you have done the right thing. But it's quite funny that in this part of the world, we are so used to a lot of illegalities that most times doing the legal thing is a bit stressful for us. Although, if we want to be honest with ourselves, in some cases, the government is not making it easy for people to do the right thing. Make it seamless, make it easy. You cannot have about 20 ministries and expect us to go through. You know how it works here. Because when somebody is erecting a building of about 500 million naira, how much does he want to pay to the government that he does not have?
I think we need to do things right. As in, because these are the same people that will go to the embassy. They will tell them to come to the embassy 7 a.m.
And they'll get 5 a.m. There are some beautiful houses that do not have building approvals. I'm saying it as a matter of fact. Quote me anywhere. And a house being beautiful does not mean it's legal. You can build a beautiful house in an illegal place. So the government is still an illegal structure, irrespective of how beautiful it is. And that is one reason why they came up with that Coastal Road new alignment. Because a lot of people had built illegally on the initial alignment. And we also need Lagos State to bring their master plan outside enough. Maybe they should start putting it on billboards. It should be transparent enough.
Welcome to the KK Show. You're here once again, and right here is where we dissect real estate. We provide answers to your unspoken questions. Now, today I have with me three amazing developers. They've constantly redefined real estate here in Nigeria. To my right, I have Dr. Muibi, CEO MKH Properties. Thank you for coming to our podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Of course.
I'm here to learn for our senior colleagues.
And I also have someone, a very strong woman. She is constantly doing mind-blowing things, from high-rise developments to lands to houses in Lagos, in Abuja, in Delta State. She's going
everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Even Africa.
Even outside the country, she's building houses for people. You see her and you're like, a woman doing all of this, she's that powerful. Please welcome me, Dr. Ova Ololade Abuta, CEO Gracious Global.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here
too.
Thank you. And to my left is an amazing man doing amazing things here in Lagos, Nigeria. He's constantly breaking barriers, making things happen in the real estate sector. Dr. Harrison, CEO Landmark Corporate Realty.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Confident you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, I must have done a lot to bring him here, because seeing him here is quite surprising. I didn't expect
even
to see
him
here.
Surprised.
It's good to have you here, sir.
Thank you very much.
Tom.
Thank you for coming on our podcast. Yeah. Let's go straight to it. Now let's talk about the real estate market. Basically, the demolitions. I know a lot of people have been talking about the demolitions, but I want to hear from you. I'm sure people want to hear from you. We know that you know so much about the demolitions. The Coastal Road has affected you in one way or the other. How have you come out of that situation? What can you say basically about the demolitions, the Coastal Road, the development of Lagos? Let me start with you, Dr. Over.
To the best of my knowledge, the governments will not sleep and wake up and demolish for no reason. And also, to the best of my knowledge, the government would never demolish your property if you have done the right thing.
Okay.
But it's quite funny that in this part of the world, we are so used to a lot of illegalities that most times doing the legal thing is a bit stressful for us. Although, if we want to be honest with ourselves, in some cases, the government is not making it easy for people to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one thing we also want the government to step in to right now. It's like you telling your child, don't eat in the neighbor's house. So they'll give you poison. Don't eat there. And you're leaving the house. You're leaving the child all day. You're not giving the child what to eat.
Sure.
The child will have no choice than to go and eat in that neighbor's house. So if you're telling us, do the right thing, make it seamless enough for us to achieve. Make it easy. You cannot have about 20 ministries and expect us to go through. You know how it works here. In this part of the world, you don't know. You might meet Mr. A in office A. He's nice to you. You might meet Mr. B, might not be nice to you. Uh-huh. Mr. C might not be nice to you. And you cannot possibly be in a good relationship with everybody.
Everybody.
So we need them to synergize this entire thing and make it a very easy process. I'm very sure that my fellow developers at that point will be very happy to do the right thing. Because when somebody is erecting a building of about 500 million naira, how much does he want to pay to the government that he does not have?
True.
Of course,
you understand?
Yes, true.
However, we are lazy in some aspects. So I'll say we should still try to do the right thing, even when nobody's watching. It's like almost everybody has got rejection from visa approvals at some point in time. But when they refuse us of a visa application, we go back, reapply.
Yeah.
We reapply over and over and over again. We can encourage ourselves to do the right thing, even if it's stressful. Even though we are telling them, don't stress us, let's still try and do the right thing. So bringing us back to demolitions, the governments are also not happy to demolish.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't think
in most cases. And that is one reason why they came up with that Coastal Road new alignment. Because a lot of people had built illegally on the initial alignment. So they had they will be having too many demolitions on the old alignment. That is the major reason why they tilted towards the new alignment, where you have less constructions.
Okay.
That is one thing nobody's talking about.
Sure.
They are trying to see how they can save people from, or save themselves from the issue of, hey, they've demolished again. Nice. Because a lot of people do not go through the process of building approval. They just want to build and move in. There are some beautiful houses that do not have building approvals. I'm saying it as a matter of fact. Quote me anywhere. And a house being beautiful does not mean it's legal. You can build a beautiful house in an illegal place. It's still, to the government, it's still an illegal structure, irrespective of how beautiful it is. Because how are you sure you should be building there? And a building approval will save you a lot of mess. It has saved me on several occasions in this Lagos. It has helped me to avoid some kind of construction, because you see houses around, because we are used to, that area, go and buy land there. People are already building.
We just
join the league like that without even checking. You know how we can be when you have bushes everywhere and there's a master plan somewhere. And we also need Lagos State to bring their master plan outside enough. Maybe they should start putting it on billboards. If possible.
Yes, please.
It should be transparent enough. It's not as if you need to go, although you have to go to the ministries, but also on their part, they still need to synergize some things. They need to make some things glaring enough.
Exactly.
You know, so if you ask me, I'll say both ways, we have a lot to do. And there's this thing they are doing right now, rethinking Lagos, reshaping Lagos. We had an event on it 2 weeks ago. Even our honorable former minister, former governor of Lagos State, Mr. Fashola, talked about the Lagos State officials coming together under just few ministries to encourage developers and builders. Even when Mr. Governor came on stage, he buttressed what Mr. Fashola said by saying, they really need to reduce these ministries. we are not saying, you know, we can actually deal with all ministries, but maybe through few channels. Well, they can synergize.
True.
Yes.
We don't need to go through ministry A, ministry B. We can end up still being in everybody's portal. Everybody can do their thing. But in this case, we are doing it through maybe a consultant or two ministries only. We don't, that way, it is seamless enough. It is not the payments. I'm saying it for a fact. It's not the revenue. It's not the Lagos State payments that is the issue of a lot of developers. Because the how much are we to them compared to the demolition? They will come and demolish
it. Exactly.
But let me tell people today, please, no matter how hard it is to get a building approval, ensure you get a building approval before building.
Okay.
Either we like it or not, they are regulators. They still have an edge over us. We are the operators. The only way you can scale through is if you have done the right thing. Because they might even wake up. There are some things they do. This Rethinking Lagos. I'm sure there are new things they will be adding to the Rethinking Lagos. They can rethink some things even after you've gotten your building approval. But that way they owe you a compensation if you have done the right thing. So either ways, it is very, no matter how stressful it is for now, even though we are begging them, and we are sure they will make it seamless enough, easy enough. Please try and do your building approval, especially in Lagos State for now.
What about building approval in process?
Well, if they give you the go-ahead too. Yes, in process.
Like a file number or something.
In process.
Like they tell you building approval for 9 months.
Provisional.
Okay. Provisional, yes.
They give you provisional. Yeah, you are good to go for provisional.
For 9 months.
Okay. At times, you might just have a problem with your tax.
And that is even minor. You know, what our people always find very difficult in most cases? At times, it's the tax, like he said.
Yes.
At times, it's the drawing. They tell you, go and correct me when you
and everything.
Submit your drawings, and they tell you, go and correct this, go and correct. Because we have a lot of people that are not professional enough in some
But to
fields.
Me, I don't see that as a problem because it's all over the world. There's one time like that, there's a video in UK, in Woolies, they want to demolish like almost 20-story building just because where they're supposed to have gym, they turn it to car park. We're supposed to have car park, they turn it to green area. Little thing. We're supposed to have window, they turn it to another thing. And just because of all this aspect, the government wants to bring it down. Yes. So it's all over the world, not about Nigeria. This building, like, if I want to check it very well, close to 100 billion naira in value.
Wow.
In naira.
So in pounds, it would be like over 100 million pounds.
Even if you are...
So just little things. So it's not only limited to Lagos.
Try that in the... Because even if you... When doing ordinary renovations, you know, I buy... For house clients, I buy old houses.
You can't even extend your kitchen.
You can't even extend without getting
a proof.
Yeah,
that's true.
Even an external glass door in your...
I think Lagos State have been fair enough.
They've been fair, yes, honestly. And that's why people have taken them for granted.
The question I want to ask is that... The question I want to ask is that a lot of people keep saying that they demolished... I want somebody to point this any structure that... actually did the right thing. That type 2 document that actually...
Should I be honest with you? That happened to me before. On one of the property I have title on. As a matter of fact, I bought that property from the government.
Okay.
Well, what is the basis?
That's why I'm saying you need to do the right thing when nobody is watching.
Gotcha.
Now, the basis now is that they discovered something behind aftermath.
Okay.
They had to revoke that CFO to give us another one.
That one is one of many.
Something
that's a tactical reason for that.
Due to Newtown discovery.
Everything can happen.
For the recent one that is going around in Lagos, I don't want to mention name. I don't want to mention area. I will tell you that they've actually contravened the building listing. How do you want to build? Okay, the rule says that you can actually build 10 meters from the canal drainage. Go and see what people are doing.
On the canal, they will sandfill.
They actually sandfilled the canal.
My brother.
And there's a lot of
you are throwing stones.
There's a lot of things that we need to know in Lagos State. Okay, you can actually build, if there's a 33 high tension wire, you can actually build like 30 meters.
They will build under it.
But I see buildings and I have...
Doctor, if I tell you this story, we went for the inspectors to see the property and the man was telling me your first pillar will start from there. I said, where?
Where?
It's actually pointing inside water.
Inside water. Inside.
And then after 6 months, I went to check property there. Over 100 houses.
To building that property has saved buy. Me from building there.
Are you serious?
I went there after a while. I saw houses.
Over 100 houses were built on that same location. Water, like I saw it.
Do you know that location is a major issue for this coastal road diversion?
Exactly.
The numbers of houses there are just too much. The government cannot just, they don't want to demolish.
No.
Wow.
No.
So the reason for the new alignments is to prevent or avoid demolishing illegal structures. Structures are even illegal.
I saw the old alignment and new alignment. I realized that there is a few development on the new alignment.
Yes, that's the reason.
I'm also a victim, but there is a few development.
Very few. So they are trying to...
How many alignments have we had? Because people have been asking.
No.
Today we see one alignment.
Don't believe social media. Don't believe social media.
How many alignments?
It's only the old one and the new one.
The new
it's just the old
one. All these social media and so different alignments.
It's a new one, sir. They are even tilting to the old one on some parts.
Yes. Exactly. From 16 to 27 kilometers.
Avoid some wires taking powers to other states. Yes. They have to avoid some things. We have just two alignments, the old one and the new one. The new one, we have a lot of beautiful illegal structures sitting on the old alignments. They are beautiful houses. You have people living there. Fine houses, fine
even some chief
exterior, fine interiors. You know, people bought into those houses already. And the governments were like, we cannot demolish this
house. Why did the government have to wait?
Okay, that's the question.
They doesn't have time now. They can't run after you.
Because you have time.
Because they would have seen all these things.
But
they would have gone to
you,
these areas.
When they stop, have you gone to sites? You will see stop work today. They are walking inside. Even with the stop work.
Even
site,
when they block the gate, they
are
still walking
they
inside.
They are walking inside. I say this part of the world, we are created specially. There's something about us. There's no illegal site that they don't stop people. There was because every ministry has liaison offices around.
Around, yeah. They have a district office.
They have a district office. Yes,
they can't stop. But as they are stopping, the next day they are passing the back to continue the work. Hmm. And somebody will call somebody. I know. Don't worry. You know what? You know I build personally for people, luxury houses. At times when I want to build houses, and I tell the clients, okay, please give me 3 months so we can perfect your building approval.
They will be telling.
You know what they will tell me? They will say, "Ah, madam, with your connection, you should jump on site. I need that house in 6 months." I'll say, "What connection?" They'll say, "Oh, you should start. They will leave it for you. You should be able to call a..." They want everything done illegally, like just jump on site. I've lost some deals because they cannot wait for building approval. Yes, they will tell me, "I'd rather go and give it to somebody else." They will start next week. They need to start next week. We are so impatient.
We don't want to do things right.
Of course.
I think we need to do things right. As in, because these are the same people that will go to the embassy. They will tell them to come to the embassy 7 a.m.
And
they will
be there
5 a.m.
You understand? But true. For them to do things right in Lagos State, I don't know why they
it's
find
not
it.
In Lagos, it's
I don't,
Nigeria.
In Nigeria. I don't know why we find it very difficult to do what.
That's
it.
A very
I
good
think,
example.
I think basically because people have been going through the back doors for a while.
Yes, it's
we
still
used
from
to
the top.
Exactly.
So it has to change from the top. And it's changing it from the top means they have to do a lot of enforcement.
Apparently, I like that your example. Like, you go to the embassy, people will be there by 6 a.m.
Yes,
waiting
sir.
For their number.
If they reject them or they give them a visa refusal, they apply
times,
like 10
times.
Times.
10 times.
Well, if you want to do your building approval and they tell you, okay, your M&E, you need to add this, you need to remove
it's
this.
Wahala.
That's
it's
it. Wahala. They just dump it under the desk.
I would think some of us were doing it intentional. Or we don't care about the outcome of it. So that's why government doesn't look bad.
But should I be honest with you?
Yeah.
You know me, I've been doing the right thing lately. It's easier to do the wrong thing. The right thing is too stressful. They should make it stressless.
It's a lot of bottleneck.
It's so stressful. I don't find it stressful anymore. The ones I handle. But what I do is I can't handle everything.
I think the idea of rethinking, go and handle this.
They still have to call. Madam, please help us call. Madam, please, it shouldn't be like that. We should walk into the ministry or walk to a district office and have those things done
on a more
at least.
On a more serious note, I will give kudos to Lagos State for what they are doing. As in, they are trying to sensitize a lot of sensitization.
Yeah, Lagos State is really trying.
They are really trying.
The rethink system is going to help a lot of things.
To make things
easier.
Thing
like
about,
compared to what it used to be
no,
back then.
It's actually now getting easier.
That's why they came up with this 3 months. They've even extended it to December. That
you know the funniest thing, my brother.
Approval.
You see that next thing.
People that have not done,
you know that next thing. People will not do it. They will not. Even as they are extending in general, when they start demolishing, they will say government has come. They've been giving us
Grace, exactly.
They even said they won't pay some penalty.
And government,
no penalty.
And government didn't even attend to be better because I did mine within 2 months.
They're encouraging you to do your building approval as built. Although they've always done that. Even when you build without doing your building approval.
Or you pay penalty.
Do it as built, pay penalty. But some approvals cannot be done as built because maybe you constructed on the wrong place.
That one is not getting the building approval.
Those ones are just...
That is why I'm still not encouraging anybody to start any structure those without the building approval anymore at this point.
Because
before you start...
There's a lot of approval you need to get. There are times you need to even get... There are times you even need to go to drainage to get approval.
Drainage clearance, to ensure that
this particular location I can actually...
There's no way there will be community without canal, so without drainage established.
Now, do you think it is still viable to invest in Lagos real estate?
100%. If not Lagos...
Madam Gracious, you... Why did you...
Where
else?
I'm someone that actually invests in every part. I don't want to mention country, you understand? I'll tell you, so far, so good. Lagos State happened to be one of the best places you can actually invest.
Even to me as well.
Get your money back.
Really?
Of course.
I have a lot of diasporans watching this right now.
See, whether America or UK or Canada, you understand? As in, I know what is obtainable in these three parts of the country, but you can't compare it to investing in Lagos State. Lagos State is one of the fastest growing cities in the world.
Mm.
And I tell you, a lot of potential, a lot of areas are coming up.
Mm.
If you don't invest in Lagos, where do you want to invest?
But I'm precious.
Yes.
It should be number one thing.
If I have a pool of money right now and you want me to push my, I'll tell you, I have three locations and these three locations are Lagos. By the time I throw my money in Ikoyi Victoria, and I will throw my money within the Ibeju Lekki axis, within the second, and I will do it. Maybe Ikeja will be the third location.
Mm. But the truth is, we all cannot invest in Lagos.
Yes.
But Lagos is still one of the best places to invest. Mm-hmm. However, in my own opinion, you know me, I'm always of a different opinion. Nigeria does not begin and end in Lagos State. So it is time that our people begin to look outside Lagos as well. Mm-hmm. But that should be after you already have in Lagos.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
After Lagos, it should be Lagos first, if you ask me. Lagos first, now, right now, because Lagos is made already. You understand? But still look outside Lagos.
But what's the potential? Because investing outside Lagos now, most people, when you talk about investment, they're looking for return.
Yes,
return.
What exactly do these other
states... That is what we want to work towards now, because Lagos is getting saturated. Now, if you're telling everybody to invest in Lagos, you want to kill all of us in Lagos. It's too much. I will not see
it. It's not that Lagos is getting saturated. There's no cheap property in Lagos.
It's not saturated. Let's be honest.
Lagos is not cheap.
Even the price you are selling is not even the real price of Lagos State property yet. We have not even started real estate in Lagos State. That, to me, we know how much they're selling property in all these cities in the world, in New York, in London Central, Canary Wharf, very expensive.
Yeah, but we are getting there now because we are now working on our currency and all of that. Because the currency
is not saturated.
You think this currency will become stable soon?
At some point, we can't continue like this.
There
will be stability at some point.
To get to a level where we have it flat.
But investment in Lagos... is something everybody should have.
Please reiterate that no cheap or affordable property.
No,
is Lagos.
That thing is obvious. It's not obvious.
Like 3-4 years ago, where I said Lagos is not cheap. Lagos is not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
Some people found it offensive. But that's the truth. Because owning a property in Lagos goes beyond, I have an affordable land. It goes beyond that. The government is there. It is broad. It's not that you just sleep and wake up and think. Because some clients, they want to pay you 5 million. They want you to give them a land in Lagos, give them drainage, give them swimming pool, street lights, give them lights in their house, give them air to breathe, give them network on their phone without paying additional fees.
No, that's not Lagos. We need to be realistic to ourselves. Lagos is big. It's beyond that.
Some people, you know, everything in life is chances. Some people took advantage of it when it was affordable. It's no longer affordable. Mm-hmm. That's why some people should go outside Lagos as well. Take advantage of knowing that it's affordable. Because at some point, some states will also not be affordable outside Lagos.
Exactly.
I'm not going to encourage anyone to restrict their investment to Lagos if they can afford to extend their portfolios outside Lagos.
The choice is everywhere.
But Lagos remains the top on the list for every calculative investor.
Period.
As a serious investor, you have to start from Lagos. That's
calculative.
That's Lagos. What can give you your money back immediately.
But you know that in Lagos now, it's looking like there's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of issues because you, me, and 1,000 other developers want to own estates in Lagos State.
Preach!
And that is an issue for all of us.
True.
You know, the more the demand is high for something, the more expensive it becomes.
Yeah.
So Lagos is not going to get, it's not ever going to get cheaper than what
now.
It's going to keep getting expensive because the demand right now,
of course.
Every developer, I'm even encouraging some developers. I asked them, where are you from? Yes. I said, let's go to your state.
Start developing your state.
You called me now for people's state.
I said, where's your state? I said, let's go to your state. Are they doing sit at home? He said, sit at home. Then I said, okay, let's wait. After sit at home, we'll go. Let's start encourage people to do outside Lagos as well. Exactly. You know, they can do Lagos. But they should know that Lagos is not cheap.
It's not cheap. More reason why Lagos...
It has to be defined now.
Oh, there's no cheap. For any title, it's not even the initial deposit. For any title land,
what they are buying is initial deposits.
Okay.
So, for the future, they're going to pay the new price.
The government can.
As I speak,
reality is the same. Nobody wants to listen to that. I've been saying this thing for years.
Since we started, I've been saying this thing.
Honestly, you agree with me that what they are paying is a deposit. One of your guests here at the K2K said something related to that. I want to mention his name about the prices people are buying property in Lagos State now.
There is a title price coming up soon.
Of course.
Period.
Yes, that one is
realistic. It to develop.
Title.
Because let's put all the costs together to develop an estate now. Okay, my estate in Ibadan, how much it would cost me to put Emma and he together in the estate? In fact, $3 million. If I share it to every unit now, would they pay $15 million per unit for development? Nobody will pay.
But you know, properties are cheap in Nigeria. We buy properties abroad. Do you know how much they...
Say it again.
Yes, yes. You know,
we need to face the reality of cost of property in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Honestly. Even houses. Because a lot of people want to do affordable houses because they want to encourage affordable investments. But affordable will come with affordable.
But our prices are not really that expensive.
They are not realistic.
But if I may ask this question, when you say affordable, what do you mean by affordable? As in, because one thing I try to understand about affordability, because right now with the current inflation rate, recently Mr. Governor said Lagos State minimum wage is how much?
100,000.
Coming from how much?
30,000. Over 200%.
That's over 200%. Yes. And you still want to get affordability for what it used to be?
That's a joke.
That's the biggest.
That's a joke.
You know, excuse me, you know, everything is expensive now, but what is, we still have affordable things, we still have luxury, we still have very expensive ones. The very expensive ones, because me, I deal with all kinds of clients. I have affordable clients, I have luxury, I have top clients. Yes. And the truth is, the top client don't even give me the kind of stress I face from the ones that I do affordable with. Somebody wants to buy a house of 20 million naira from you and wants you to put interiors that will cost about 50 million.
Exactly.
And they know that on their own,
they know
they can never use that their 20 million to achieve what you've given to them. It's super annoying.
But the truth is, all our clients know the reality and
they know the reality.
Price of
they know. Want to get the best at a cheaper price.
Getting the best at a cheaper price and being unrealistic is two different things.
Let us be realistic.
I was like, I will sit down and look at the affordable I'm doing. Look at one luxury will give me. What 20 affordable? The profit I make on 20 affordable, I make it on
one particular estate will give to you the total profit. For example, let me use Abidjo apartment. the whole apartment together. I can just do just one
strength. Pin.
I can't even try it.
I can just do one block of that apartment.
Encourage
just
people
within this particular area, and I'll make the total.
Yes, yeah, but we are trying. We are doing it not because but we don't have the client, but just to help people.
But the funny thing is that I always tell people there is no way if we actually said we want to. We want to bridge the deficit.
Gap, yes, we can't.
We had to still do this particular. We still had to do this affordable.
When I started this project,
affordable is tiring. No,
they must understand. The stress is
they must not drive you out
of the
business.
Because you want to do affordable, super stressful.
They must try as much as possible to understand.
So how can you make this thing easier? Because I mean, I've sold affordable and I understand what you mean by the stress there from affordable. How can you are developers, you are the ones behind the scene making things happen. How can you make this easy? Is it the communication? Is there a gap in communication?
I think we need this. Our Real Estate Developers Association of Nigeria, the Redan thing, it still needs to come or to take care of things like this. We need to communicate the truth, the real picture of the things picture. To people in togetherness. Exactly.
So it must be a platform.
He mentioned something. You know, we started together those days. When we started those days, there are some reality I always say then. Ask him. Realtors will be angry that I'm spoiling markets. And that thing is coming to pass now in bits. But I saw it coming. It wasn't happening then, but I saw it coming. I said this at some point. When we started all this, our affordable land. You know how the unemployment can be in Nigeria. A lot of us jumped on it at the same time. I said, okay, with the look of things, tell your clients that they will pay for title.
It's even stated in your contract.
Yeah,
it's in our contract from the onset. Then. And I say it verbally to people. But when I say it verbally to people, some realtors will be like, don't say this. I'll say, why won't I say this? Let them be prepared. Although we are all waiting for excision. Excision is a very affordable title. Yeah. But let them still know that there's a cost that comes with it. They will not be comparing me with somebody that is saying, I know, Mr. Governor, don't worry. I'll collect my own next week. I'll collect my own tomorrow. They've not collected anything next week, anything tomorrow. Because excision is not what you can collect on your own. They have to give to villagers.
Okay, let me even shock to you, so you understand. The excision we are even talking about, there is a particular land that has excision. And right now, the excision can actually proceed to CO4. All we have to do is just to get a government allocation on that particular line.
Now that is because
we have a lot of issues
like that, and that's because our honorable native owners, after the excision is been granted to them, they don't proceed to do the right thing when they should do it.
Just
you understand? There's a time frame to all this.
I'm not trying to buttress on your point that the title.
So the excision, if it had come, it won't come cheap. It will come cheap, but not free.
You pay for it.
You understand? But then when I was saying it, they said no. They said, this woman, you are talking too much. I said, okay, let me keep quiet. You understand? So now the excision delay, everybody is.
Yes, I was going to get there. Excision. I mean, there are some properties that are awaiting excision from some years ago. What is the way forward for clients? Should they still have their hopes high that this excision will be gotten, or should they start thinking of something else? And are there options for something else, actually?
Okay, the something else they should think of is our own headache. They shouldn't bother. It's us.
Okay.
And we've thought of something else at this point. So the excision thing, the good thing about the excision thing is that it's not affecting just one developer. It has to do with several developers, over 100 developers. Now, what happened was that when I came into the business, I'm a Lagosian, and I have a lot of people in the ministries that I asked a lot of questions when I started. When I started in 2016, then I asked questions, and then I was told excision will come out, this and that. So excision is not what they really do not intend not to give excision. It's part of what they do for the villagers. So we applied. We cannot apply as graciers. We helped. We assisted some villagers.
Okay.
And we applied for quite a number of excisions then. We got, there was a committee at that point under the former governor.
They set up a committee.
So they really wanted to do it then. That I can say for a fact. But you know, the unemployment thing in Nigeria, a lot of us jumped on the real estate business at the same time.
Yes.
And when we jumped on it, you know, some people don't ask questions. they were going there to apply for extradition as companies. And another implication or another complication we had was that it is called a village extradition, not a family extradition. Okay. It has been granted to a village. So let me say I bought a property in Ise Village, for instance. I got a property from family A in Ise Village. He got a property from family B in the same Ise Village. He also got from family C in the same Ise Village. Ideally, Ise Village is meant to apply for extradition as Ise Village, not as family A, family B, family C. But when I buy from them, they will tell me, please come and help us so for extradition. I will apply for them. He is buying from family B under the same Ise Village. Family B will tell him.
Master plan already.
Yeah. Family B will tell him, please, help us with extradition. We don't know what is happening. He will also apply. He is buying from family C under the same Ise Village. They will tell him the same thing. He's applying for them. So a village is meant to have one application. A village now is having about 50 applications.
Wow. Okay.
That aside, some corporate individuals didn't know what was happening and they went there to apply for extradition as a company. So when it was time for the government to give us extradition, the file numbers were so complicated. The villages were contradicting itself. The signatories were, and when you buy from family will tell you, we are the rightful bale. Family B will tell you, we are the rightful bale. Family C, at the end of the day, it was a mess in there. The whole complication in there, they don't even know where to start from. Because that would be a lot of conflicts. Because family A will tell you, we have the right to it. Family B will say, we have the right to it as well. And they are not ready for that mess. So we, as the association, we came together and said, okay, the fastest thing we could do now is just get government titles on the properties. And we're already doing that together as an association because that is the only way we can get something affordable and also get value. So if I were one of the people that invested in a property those days, I won't collect my money now. It's the wrongest time to collect my money. Or to say, I would rather wait for the solution and follow the solution because the truth is, there's no amount you want to collect now that what's the value of what how long you've waited
for. People lost.
It is quite unfortunate that we all have to wait for this. You know, a lot of companies folded up because of this.
Yeah,
a lot of people, they just had to because they couldn't stand. That was a major hit on a lot of us. Aside the ones that we sold, some of us have, we bought to keep and say, okay, aside the ones I sold, what I bought is not even close to what I sold. I still have a lot that I didn't sell. Because I was also waiting for the affordable extradition title so I could make more money. But one thing about government allocation is if government allocation adds a special value to a property.
Exactly.
So if we have all decided to do government allocations on these properties and add the value, at the end of the day, the weight will worth it because that's the only way the weight can worth it. So it's something that we've been working on behind the doors, myself and several of our other developers, and very soon we'll communicate. For us at Gracias, we send periodical mails to our clients explaining. As a matter of fact, at times I'm always the one to compose the messages, explain to them so they can understand
exactly
what is happening. It is nobody's fault. It's the demand, it's the timing, because everybody wanted to invest in Bejuleki then.
Yes.
So it was a situation that popped up. Nobody planned for it. Even the government did not. I'm sure they never thought at a point they would not give extension for this long. Because they do it from time to time. They do it willingly for the... But right now, how would they give family extension when family B is also claiming?
Exactly. So there's just a whole lot of chaos right now.
It is messy. The extension of a thing
but
is messy.
But I think Ibejuleki investment then is still one of the best.
It is.
Because I passed Ibejuleki today and I was like, anyone who bought here, did one of the best figures for themselves because I could see the expansion of the road currently being done. I could see lots of developments
coming up
there.
Those are part of the values.
Yes.
So we are paying for whatever title you are being asked to pay for now, you get the value eventually.
So because people should just know that. People that invested there should just have bear it in mind.
My own people, my own investors, they have it in their contracts.
Some people, they say hide something from a black man. If you want to hide something from a black man.
But the funny thing is that some of them don't read this contract.
They don't read the contract.
Exactly.
Yeah, but okay, even if they don't read the contract, they will know at that point. That's what I'm saying, the value is very important first. I told my fellow developers, let's go for the value first.
First, before we...
The value is important. Because if you are telling me, for instance, to pay 5 million naira or 2 million naira or something, and I'm seeing that it already has a value of 50 million, I'll pay. I'll be encouraged to pay because I know at the end of the day, I'll get my money back. So we are working on the value first.
Mm-hmm.
We are happy the government is also supporting. Whatever we are paying to them eventually, we are seeing value for it. You understand my point? I don't think we will have issues at that point because, like I said, the value is there. It will be obvious.
Yeah.
Now, you know, some clients, I mean, I deal with clients all the time. And sometimes, when you try to communicate the value.
That was why I said some clients want to buy 5 million naira property. They wanted to give them the air to breathe. The oxygen, the carbon dioxide, everything. But we'll have to manage them at that point. And the good thing about that excision thing, you know why I don't have any worry about it? It's a general thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one thing.
Not just
it's
you.
Not one person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a general thing. A lot of developers are involved.
Mm.
And the good thing is, there's no, even at that point, some clients will be happy that they bought them. Where is the land to buy now? How many lands is remaining?
Exactly.
Very few. So if you keep,
I don't think anyone is really selling properties along. I don't think there's anything actually facing that road.
Ah, we sold those things, those states. So people had bought already. The smart ones,
they bought them already. Exactly.
Because I tell people at times, it takes 10 years to reach a particular goal, and that goal will worth the weight.
Exactly.
More than the weight.
At times, more than the weight.
Mm-hmm.
I can say for a fact on this show that the Ibejulekki weights will worth it eventually.
Sure.
Although they always say never, but realistically, calculatively,
with everything going on,
with what is happening,
coming up with the
coastal
route, with what will happen,
it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up the
weights will worth it because at times we are always quick to say, look at Lekki Phase 1. You know, Lekki Phase 1's appreciation did not go from 1 year to next year.
It took about 20 years or more.
It was going in bits. All this, all the likes of Agirons, the Chevrons, the Orchid, the Cates, the Onirus, at some point were like deserts.
Desert. You tell somebody you want
to. Those days, they had to wait for a very long time.
Long time.
And some people came and they bought when it was prime. Exactly. When you buy a rural area, your wait is actually longer than somebody that buys when it's prime.
Mm-hmm.
But when you bought when it was a rural area, you have to crawl. The person that is buying as prime is already buying expensive.
Yes.
So his own returns will come like almost immediately. But you got very cheap. You have to wait. It's a sacrifice. But
the return won't even be as much as those that waited. Because you bought cheap.
You bought very cheap and you know me, I always like to buy all those things and forget. Then later in the future, go and just buy and forget. Because these ones that you are buying now and you're getting your returns immediately is different. That's a different kind of business.
Market,
then
exactly.
You putting your money in a rural area at the very initial stage and waiting. Because some people want rural to become prime in 2 years. It's not possible.
It's not.
Yeah. It's because of our development. The promise is now, in the next 2 years...
That's for the marketer. That's for real talk.
But no, but
that's for real talk.
Ibejulekki came with a lot of promises then.
Yes.
Yeah, very hopeful that we'll be in 5 years. In
5 years.
In this and that. But my sister, even in the UK, she be like, buy land in the US. We have bushes in the US. We still have land of $2,000, $1,800. When you collect their documents, there was a land I got recently. The man bought it 20 something years ago. Do you understand? So these things they happen everywhere. It's not only Nigeria, but Nigeria, we are quick to say, "Ara dugbe egba wa." We can lament, we can escalate things.
Well, do you understand? Nigeria has this trust issue.
It's not as if we have trust issues. We like a woof. If you sell a desert to a Nigerian, if you tell an Oyinbo that this place is bush, next year it will become 20 story below. Oyinbo will say, "How?
You be very critical." Impossible. Exactly.
Are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure? But Nigeria, if you tell Nigeria next week, you will see high rise. They will never ask you, but it takes. They won't. Technically, it is impossible for you to build a 20 story building in this place in 6 months. But Nigerians will say, "Oh, really? I want to buy."
Right.
Then you know you're now saying it will take 2 years or they will leave you.
True.
Those days when they were talking about excisions, when they approach me and they say, "How long will it take?" I'll tell them realistically that, "Madam or I cannot say."
Mm-hmm.
They will leave me and go and buy from person that say, "I will call the governor now. He will sign my excision tomorrow." They will not come and be giving me such instances and say, "That person said he will call the governor." I say, "Okay." That person said he's the general. I say, "Okay, till today." So Nigerians, we like deceits. We enjoy that when you deceive us. we enjoy it. Tell us what we want. Just tell us what we want to hear. Not tell us the reality. What we want to hear is what we want you to say.
And I think everybody's paying the price for the lies and, you know, buying into what you want to hear.
You know, people like us, they avoid us because they say, we just scatter everything. But tell people, let them know. Even with the truth, we're saying that some people still bought.
True.
Yeah.
You understand? True. But if you want to tell me you want to build now, I'll tell you, Oga, go and buy ready-made areas. I will tell you the truth. If you cannot afford it, maybe you should go to Ibadan. You cannot live here. Look at how many bushes did you pass before you reach here? How can you say you want to live here next year on a serious note? So I tell them what is...
Some people tell you they want country.
Yes, country is understandable.
Some people tell you they want country.
Yeah, country is understandable. Yeah. For this one, I'm not talking about country.
Be legal.
That they will live with their family.
You touched a very, very, very sensitive part, and that is excision. I mean, a lot of people, I think more people live in Butlands years ago, that area, Ibejulekki, because the Ibejulekki rave was intense. Lots of people.
And that was the major reason why we got that issues, because it was a rave. It was the rave of the moment. And yes, developers popped up. A lot of clients became developers. They will buy from you as a client today. The next day, you are seeing them as a developer. We cannot stop anybody from doing business. So we became too much. And a lot of people came in as they didn't know anything about what was happening. They did not ask questions. I didn't learn anything relating to real estate before I started. All I know, I learned on the job, and I asked questions.
Yeah,
I will go to the offices of our regulators all day. I'll be asking questions. I'll be jotting down, you know, ask questions. Well, they came and they're like, they are selling land, I'm selling land. If everybody knew the real meaning of excision, they won't have the issues we had, because they will not be applying as individuals, as corporate bodies. You know, won't have the kind of complications we have today.
Let's jump on the next topic, the coastal road. How has the coastal road affected your properties or your investment or the real estate market, basically? Let me start with you, Dr. Harrison.
Okay. Seriously, I would not say the coastal road has not really affected has any negative impact on our property. Rather, it has actually skyrocketed the price of the property. Because right now, the coastal road is just passing in front of
some of the property,
which has actually skyrocketed. Because right now, maybe you want to build like one fully detached. Right now, you're thinking of building like misused high rise because you are actually facing the coastal road.
Are you kidding me?
And you know, building that comes along the coastal road, go over the world, you know, the kind of building you want to build. It's just that right now, for clients that have been allocated, they have access denial going to site because of the construction of the road.
Okay.
Right now, they are at the peak of the estate. They are at the Lekko Junction. Mm. The road is going on properly. So the truth about this
coastal road is that a lot of people are being fed with different untrue stories.
Okay.
Now, the coastal road is a plus to investors. When the coastal road started, a lot of clients called and they were like, I hope it's not affecting our estate. And I told them, even if it's going to affect the estate you bought into, you need to understand that as developers, we did not sell the entire estate to you.
True.
We have provisions for road.
True.
We have green areas. We have drainages. So even if it is going to pass in front of some estates, it is not destroying the estate totally.
Rather, it's not adding even value.
At all. It is adding value to your property.
Oh, it's a major highway.
It's a major plus to Nigeria, to Lagos State, to investors in the Ibejulekki area. But I saw some people talking about, hey, some people are losing properties. As far as I'm concerned, to the best of my knowledge, nobody has lost any property.
Exactly.
It's just a fraction of, maybe you have several hectares of land. A fraction of it is good.
A tiny fraction.
And the government is not even doing this because they want to do it. They are doing this because they do not want to demolish some illegal structures that some people built on the old alignments. We had this alignment there since 2006. If you go for a building approval after 2006, you will definitely be told not to build on that place. But people did not even bother to do building approval. We just keep blaming the government for the mistakes that we make. When developers sold houses built on the old alignment to people, the government was not told or was not abused then. Now the government is trying to save you that bought from a developer or you that built on your own on the wrong alignment, and they are tilting, on the right alignment, which is the old one. And they are tilting towards where we have less development. It happens everywhere in the world.
Of course.
You can have plan A for this place, and at the end of the day, you realize that if I do this plan A here, it will cost us so much. Let's tilt towards this direction.
Plan B.
That is the reason for the new alignment. It's not as if they just want to take... What is a slice? Except maybe somebody has just 2 plots or 3 plots. Huh? But for developers, none of us have few plots of land. We buy in hectares.
Hectares, that's true.
So we have large expanses, and if it's going through, the only thing we have to do is redo your survey, redo your layouts, give it to a town planner to replan your estate for you,
and that
give you a more meaningful design.
And that's exactly what I want to see.
That's exactly what
we're doing. Exactly,
it's actually a plot.
Because in my own case, that's exactly what we are doing now. We extend the survey to accommodate the coastal road, so we have on the left, we have on the right. And to me, it's a plus to the company at large. Because when you have a proper property, and I have my property facing 2 major roads. I have like a future zone.
You have to the left
road.
To the right.
So for part is facing future zone. Honestly. Some part is facing coastal road. That's a plus to us.
Because
and
I realize you've been bothered about when you called me about it. I told you, why are you being bothered about this? It's a
I've
plus.
I've been disturbing everybody on this table.
No. I was like, this, she said, some people are
nobody's
losing
their property. Nobody. Just to redesign the estates and accommodate. That's all.
Hectares of land.
No, we don't do
minimal plots of land. We buy large expanse. And that's why you have to make provisions for all those things. And that's why every meaningful developer did not even sell off all they had.
Of course, it's not possible.
I don't even sell up to 50% of what I buy from the money list or from the government. I don't even sell up to 50%. What I sell a little bit.
I'll just sell 60% and I'll leave the rest for the
my brother,
development.
I don't even close to 50%. I do under 50%.
I do 60%.
Because I
say sales close.
You know why me? I used to do under 50%. I believe we are underselling a lot right now.
True.
That's the truth. We are selling below the market.
So I believe we are not selling value yet. But just to be relevant in the market, just to keep the brand moving, to keep activities moving, we still have to sell something. So I'm always quick to, if you notice, I'm always quick to do sold out or sales closed. People abuse us a lot. They'll say, hey, gracias. Before we say Jack Robinson, we'll hear sales closed. Because we're actually underselling what we are selling.
Sure.
So we are keeping, a lot of developers do not even sell or they keep for the future. So no matter what the coastal road is bringing, I'm sure we had the meetings amongst ourselves.
What we have is going to accommodate it. Accommodating
it. So there's no cause for worry.
No cause for worry. I mean, this is...
People have rest of mind over that.
It's beautiful to hear, especially
adding value to the property.
That people bought for 3 million naira, 3 point. I know. You guys have gotten some, like this is gold.
Over 100.
This is gold because it is everything together. Nakolabo.
And then Nakolabo.
Gold
so
and diamond together.
People these just properties. need to understand that at some point you might be required to pay for more value.
Mm-hmm.
But those value you will meet on whatever you are paying them for.
It's going to worth it at the long run.
Is going to worth the, at the end of the day, because if you, like you said, somebody bought a land for 3 million, are they expecting us, you know how much we pay town planner to do a town planning, you know how much survey is, so all those things
design.
Previous design, were you able to accommodate it to 3 million?
No,
these are things that you so they need to understand that at some point they might have to pay for more value, but they will get the value on the property.
I love the fact that this is being said here. Now I'm going to ask the question they would ask me. Didn't you guys factor all of these things into your price?
How would you factor it
in? We are not aware that it's going to happen.
When they were buying land of 3 million, in some places they had land of 20 million.
Mm-hmm.
But they will leave 20 million on, come and buy 3 million and expect you for 3 million to give them the same value 20 million is giving them. Let's be realistic. We are preaching affordable. We want people to know that you can buy this, pay for other things later. If we model everything up, it's going to ruin the purpose of affordability.
Yeah.
Because not everybody can afford it. The most important thing is secure the portion.
And later you fight for your rights.
Secure the portion. That's what I do in most cases. If I see a strategic location, I secure the location. Then every other thing is secondary. Because if we give you the total price, when you are going to struggle for that total price, you will not meet that location anymore. You won't meet that opportunity anymore. We have it in our contracts. Like you said, somebody bought a land for 3 million and you're advertising that 3 million land and they saw infrastructures like tired road, electricity, everything.
It's almost 15 million. Nobody
and they're expecting that they won't pay for developmental level. How is it possible? Even if they don't tell them. Of which we state everything in our contract. And anybody that has opportunity to meet me, I'm not a realtor. I can't meet everybody. But if you have an opportunity and you ask me questions, I will tell you the fact. But some things, I also, this, my brother here, before I started Gracias, I bought some properties from them. How much did you sell those properties then?
$600,000.
I bought it then. I knew I was going to pay for other fees. So one part of the land, I gave it to somebody and she came to me that they said she should pay developmental levy. I said, don't worry, I'll pay for it. Because I knew that I was going to pay. Because if I'm buying land for $600,000, I'm buying the land. I'm not buying third road. I'm not buying drainage out of that $600,000.
Not even electricity now.
It's not possible. Some things are real. Is even if they give them, they should run for their life because it can be juju. Not be juju be that. It can be juju if you give me some kind of things.
When people ask me some questions, honestly, I'm like, are you saying that this is, I know now.
So you want to sell land for me? 1 million, want to give me drainage? And you want to give me street lights? You want to give me...
With this zero amount of money you are paying?
Use my stardom. You want to use my future.
Maybe there is something you want to use.
Someone is asking me that I swear to build a golf course in my green residence. I said I'm selling 800,000. I say, golf course in 800,000 lakh.
So let's be honest with ourselves. A lot of clients know these things, funny enough, but few people don't. Some clients know that they are just buying the land affordable. Developmental levy will come afterwards. They'll have to pay for development. It's not realistic. It's not coming out from anywhere.
Yes, people are.
You can call, right?
Yes, of course.
We've had it in our contractor from immemorial.
So
from the onset, from inception. Our contract states it that you pay. And we also always state there that you do this according to economy reality.
Yes, I know.
That English is not a contract. You understand? Because the economy can change anytime. But like I said, you shouldn't be bothered about the extra fees you'll be paying. You should be thankful for the value at the end of the day. Because whatever extra fees you are asked to pay, you get the value. And that is what matters. The value at the end of the day. Because some people want value, they don't want to pay for the value.
Mm-hmm.
And any value that is coming that you're not paying for it, maybe somebody else is paying for it.
Sure.
And we don't have, except the government wants to subsidize. Maybe there's subsidy on that.
Then.
The
government is getting subsidized.
You know, so any value you get, it's either you pay for it or somebody else is paying for it.
Someone
if you're not paying for a value and nobody is paying for it, run. No. Run. So what me I have to say to wrap this up is that our people, our fellow developers, we need to be very careful. We need to ensure we do the right thing even when nobody's watching, because we cannot continue to waste money, investors' money, hard-earned money. So mistakes should not be allowed anymore. And also on the government's part, they really need to help us.
Make the system very flexible.
We need a synergy, a proper one. We need to synergize with them. They are happy to help us because I liaise with quite a number of them. And anytime I tell them things like this, they're always happy to help. And the good thing is the Real Estate Developer Association of Nigeria, the REDAN thing, is one umbrella that has brought us together. And together we can make a difference, because it's not easy for one person to fight a battle, especially against the government. You know, you cannot fight the government in Nigeria and win. And that's because nobody's perfect. Because by the time government will shake your bum, they will see your mistake as well. So the truth is, you cannot fight them and win. But we, you know, husband and wife, that they are, even despite the fact they are in love, they still fight. Mm-hmm. So we love them, they love us, but we still have to do this husband and wife fight from time to time as an association. We'll tell them, this is not right. Please help us. Because they are not that perfect though. They also make some decisions that are not right, even as they are the operators. But because they are as the regulators, they also make decisions that are not so fair on the operators. So if we have an association tell them, okay, this is not fair enough, we can achieve this without being this rigid. And the good thing is the government, they even have... I've never heard of the government demolishing any house because it doesn't have a building approval.
Exactly.
The ones they've been demolishing lately, if they don't demolish, water will carry all of us and go to Lagos. And if water comes to carry us now, they will still abuse the same government.
Mm-hmm.
Government doesn't demolish because of building.
They don't just demolish for no reason.
Point 1 building that was
demolished because of building approval.
But on a serious note, our fellow developers should stop building things that will be demolished.
That's it.
It doesn't even speak well of the developer. Although anybody can be a victim of circumstance, nobody would deliberately want to go and build what will be demolished. But like I said, the best way to save ourselves of this mess is doing the right thing when nobody's watching. Don't wait to be corrected. Don't wait to be called to order. Like you mentioned, the government, where were they when they were doing those structures? We shouldn't reason that way. At this point, we are adults. We are all adults. We are not children. We should not wait for the government to come and tell us.
Yeah.
Because if abroad, you want to extend the house that you bought by
the kitchen, you can't do it alone.
You need an approval from your county. You need an approval.
They will come and check if somewhere have even done that before.
These approvals, they'll tell you 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. There was one renovation I was doing for a client. Drainage gave me maybe 12 weeks. Some people gave me, drainage is different though. Some people will come. They also have their own terms. You cannot even rush them.
Yes.
You know, so when people want to build Nigeria, they should give themselves at least 3 months to do all these things first. Don't just buy land today, jump on site, say you want to build the next day. Let's start to do the right thing. Yes. Money is not easy to come by, not even with what people have to go through to make this money. So when an investor, because ideally, if we want to tell ourselves the truth as developers, clients should not be bothered about making searches before buying from us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason
I was going to.
They shouldn't need to make searches. If you are buying from a developer, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be bothered about going to check in and Lausa. Mm-hmm. So we should try and build our integrity to that extent that clients are buying from us without having to go and check. We should do the checks.
Do all the findings.
But at times we do the checks and some things, you know, due to... So the whole thing is a bit of a back and forth. But right now, the very interesting thing is that the government is ready to work with us. That's all we need. And moving forward, if we are ready to do the right thing when nobody's watching, we'll be fine.
Okay. You were going to say something just now.
I was going to say that my advice to my fellow developers is that they should try as much as possible to ensure that they are selling title property.
That one. Nobody don't tell everybody.
They should try as much as possible to do their due diligence very well.
Very well.
I think because there's no excuse for selling on title property and say that I didn't know something like that. As in, because these are people's, these are,
yes,
these are
people's
money.
Of course.
I earn money. Yes. You understand?
But you know, when it comes to titling, it differs. Whatever is happening in Lagos now is due to the situation. You know, in Ibadan today, you can buy on title property and do your CFO thing.
Yes.
I've done uncountable CFOs for people. It was like that in Lagos State at some point. So everything is evolving. It's changing. So right now,
as well, at the long run.
Soon, but it's not happening yet. Mm-hmm. That's why anybody going to Ibadan now, as you are buying, be doing your titling now.
Perfect your title immediately.
Now.
But to be sincere, I'll tell you that a lot of people know this way, but a lot of people want to look for shortcuts.
Everything is stopping now.
It's for both developers and investors.
Investors
to want to buy cheap and do the...
Let investors go and buy cheap for Momonile. Let them face their back one.
Exactly.
Let them buy what they can go and sleep.
Exactly.
You understand?
The stress.
Because
it's affecting everybody.
The sense why we are here is to salvage them from this Momonile issue. Exactly. If you look back those days, let me tell you, if you look back those days, when they used to patronize Momonile, there are a lot of people in diaspora that will buy land from Momonile and give it to their... And maybe
relative.
Give it to their relative. And the relative will start taking pictures of
another house.
At the end of the day, after working like 20 years in London,
this
come
for
back,
you.
This story that
for
you are talking about now is making me to remember something that happened to me lately. One of the engineers I gave a client's job to has been sending me picture of somebody, the house behind the house I gave him. This Nigeria, I don't know how we can help ourselves.
This year,
I gave him, he's building a house for a client. I have several engineers that I give all these jobs because I build for people. Thank God I went to the site unannounced recently. Hey, I was like, this is now our own plot number now. He was sending another picture to me entirely.
Are you serious?
Because we replicated, the land is in a prime area, so is not too big. So our drawing was to replicate the person that was next to us, so it would be like a twin. You know when a house is narrow, if the designs are different, it won't be nice. So I insisted on, okay, we have to replicate this design, so it looked like a twin duplex. The engineer was, I don't even know what to do. If it's EFCC, I'll call. Or DSS.
2024.
I don't even understand.
It still happens. It still happens. So that's why I have this for my...
Not even family.
No, that's why I have this for my fellow developer. Because I would not want the same thing that repeats itself like 10 years, 15 years back when they had to start
happening again.
To start happening because we are professionals.
We have to do things right.
Because they have to be, they have to go and sleep and buy property from us.
But the truth is, when they were buying on title lands then, but there was nothing wrong in buying them then. Because
it was free.
You could buy and do your extension could come out.
No,
you could regularize.
But even right now, they are still doing the same thing.
They are still doing I'm not even
right now. Stopped in Lagos. We stopped everybody. The association stopped everybody. That and that's because we're even trying to tidy up the ones that are done. Mop up because at the reality of titling is that there's a limit to what the government can even release, even if you want to pay for a location.
Even there's a limit to property government can sell
at a point in time.
They have reserves.
So we are too, with the developers, so if they give us, we will sell
Lagos. One government cannot sell everything.
Sell all the roads to Lagos.
In a particular amount of
Lagos. Sell the future of children, will not sell.
They won't do that.
We've stopped everybody.
They won't do that. They won't do that.
We had a meeting with the regulators, the Lagos state officials, with the ESCOs and the... We passed it to everyone, so they've stopped. Moving forward, but there's still land in Lagos.
Yeah, there's still
of land. Course.
Some people have the opinion that there's no land in Lagos.
Let me return. There's no cheap land in Lagos.
Lagos.
Don't expect any cheap. Even Epe, there's no cheap land in Lagos.
Anymore.
Epe is a mini London.
Now,
London.
Yes, as I speak right
now. All the roads, all those expensive lands, they are not buying them. Like all they want to buy the cheaper ones.
There's no cheap. There's no.
It's because there's an option for cheap. The moment people understand that, look, there is no option again. It's either tied to us or nothing.
There's no cheap land. If you were looking for cheap, even if you're looking for cheaper,
go outside Lagos.
Then.
Go outside
Lagos. You should go outside Lagos now. Anybody buying me, I'm saying, caught me anywhere. Anybody buying anything affordable in Lagos today should know
even
that.
Including house.
They are paying an initial deposit. It's the truth.
And that's the truth.
Initial deposits. However, there are some places that you can scale through. There are some places, I don't want to start mentioning places, but anywhere you see plenty developers and you see government partially in that same area, that area will become a Lekki phase one tomorrow.
Exactly.
So don't expect
any chip
to get, I don't want to talk down on any area, but there are areas and there are areas.
Yeah, true.
There are locations and there are locations, even abroad.
Of course.
Some people will tell you, I'm going to London next week. They will not reach London. They are not going to UK.
They are in Kent.
You understand? But they will say, I'm going to London next week. They are not even going to touch the London to believe. So they are in UK.
There are a lot of people living in there. I've never even been to London before.
Lagos still has some areas.
That's true.
Plenty developers and government allocations. It can never be cheap. So if you are fortunate to buy it cheap, then be prepared to pay for the value. But you'll still be paying something very minimal compared to someone that is just coming to buy now.
Yeah, that's an advantage of you that already bought before. You're going to pay for that value, but it won't be as high.
But it's not compared to someone that is coming to buy. And that's one thing we are working on. That could be a benefit.
Yes.
It has given me a lot of sleepless nights because I cannot imagine telling a client that bought affordable several years ago to come and pay an unreasonable amount of
money. No, it won't be very nice.
So we are coming together to ensure that old customers or old clients or old allottees get whatever they are paying is minimal enough and the value is high.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, it's not about gracias, it's about
everybody. Developers.
So I was able to bring everybody together under one umbrella to achieve this. So we are really working towards it. We have our clients in mind. We have conscience. We have conscience, so we are not rigid people. We are not mean people, but investors need to understand that things can change. Anything can evolve. Change is a very constant thing in life, you know. So whatever is happening today in the industry is happening because they also wanted to buy Ibeju Lekki. I also wanted to buy Ibeju Lekki.
Yeah.
You want to buy. Everybody.
We are all investors in Ibeju Lekki. Either a developer or investors.
Everybody.
Investors.
Every reasonable person wants to have a slice of Lagos.
Exactly.
So if Lagos is upping their game, it's because you want to have a slice of it.
Exactly.
So if you cannot afford a slice of it now, go and buy a loaf elsewhere. You don't have to buy a slice in Lagos. Realistically, honestly, go and buy a loaf elsewhere. You are still a property owner, irrespective.
Sure.
But if you can afford to Lagos is still the toppest on the charts for now.
Now, so far.
However, I personally am doing something to encourage people to start seeing outside Lagos.
Lagos.
I'm working on something that's like a national thing. Other states will also go there, do prime properties, open up other areas, open up other states. I've been talking to some people in other states and they are really interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, it's not as if we are restricted to Lagos.
Yeah.
But Lagos is still leading for now. Whatever happens, even if you go and open any other place, Lagos still is still leading. Lagos will still take the lead. Also.
Yeah.
But even that doesn't mean other places.
Lagos State will keep increasing in value.
Exactly. Other places will not give them what they want.
What they want.
It will still give them what they want.
Thank you very much. Dr. MKH, any final words?
I don't have much to say anyway.
Let me talk much for this podcast.
Because you be madam.
Now let me not talk much for this podcast.
Madam, I've spoken anyway. I think and Dr. Arita had given the best advice to all our co-developers as well. Because to do the right thing is the best. The stress of not doing the right thing is so much.
Yes,
I don't want to imagine that again because I know what I faced last year and upper year.
But you did not do the wrong thing then. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
When you did it then, it was not wrong. Don't blame yourself.
Well,
we all learn every day. When you were doing it, it wasn't wrong. As at 20, 30 years ago, some people were buying on title land and building. Nothing is happening to their houses.
Even they're still living.
Do you understand?
So yeah. Some part of mainland, a lot of property does not even have title. Deed of assignment.
From doing it.
Yeah.
It's because the area is... Okay, let's use Abuja for an instance here. There's something they call area council in Abuja. If you see some arrows, if you see some fees, some people paid 10,000 naira. Then they were practically begging people to come to Abuja. At a point, the minister then, Erufai. At a point, the minister then stopped it because they felt they already have enough people to open up the place. Do you understand? Today, no active or vibrant developer will buy Arovo today. Even the ROFOs that we've bought before, we are trying to perfect it to the CFO levels with the FCDAs. So things are changing. It doesn't make ROFO useless. It just means now they are opening, their eyes are open now. Just go and do your FCDA thing in some areas, not all areas. You understand my point? In some areas. So whatever happened in the real estate sector when we started then was not illegal. You get my point?
Yeah.
People buying land then... we didn't sleep and wake up and start buying land from the native owners. We met it as a tradition.
That was a tradition. Exactly. Then.
We met it as a tradition, like a regular thing. But now, a lot of us would rather want to buy from the government.
Exactly.
Than buy from the native owners. You understand? The government, they know what they are doing. They don't want to tell native owners, don't sell. It's don't us sell. That they are pressuring. It's not as if we did anything wrong or anybody did anything wrong by buying a land from the native owner and selling. No, it wasn't a crime. Till now, it's still not a crime. We just feel that it is time to hang on or as a hold, put a hold to it and perfect
all the time
the ones that has been done.
I think every developer should try as much as possible to perfect their own title land to title.
Even to save them from the stress and unnecessary stress that now or the future. So it's just to our own benefit.
Yeah.
You perfect your title now because you don't know what the future will cost.
Yeah, that was
like she said advice she gave. It's better you have your documentation right now.
Exactly. Because
in the future, the requirement might be so tedious.
Exactly.
The funny part of it, you see what you just said there. In 2000, and for people that were in Abuja from 2007 to 2010, they came to Abuja without 1 naira, without 10 naira.
Yes,
and today, they are billionaires in dollars. Those are days they were looking for people who want
to. Even at a point, they were practically begging people to come and take land.
They were giving paper. What's your name? People feel a lot of
1,000. I saw one land that somebody paid just 1,000, 10,000. One very funny amount.
Fill the form, 3,000. Fill your file, your file number.
And get it. That's
you
it.
Fill all this thing.
Right of occupancy.
Right of occupancy. You just scram this.
So time is everything that is happening is time. It's not saying anybody. Any developer that sold on title land didn't do anything illegal. It wasn't illegal. But the timing and, you know, the people, when
there.
The people now showed interest just, and
exactly,
the demand.
It's just that Lagos State came up with this government allocation in order for them to actually
It's us that caused it. We'll be shouting, come and buy land. It's us. They are watching us. They are seeing all
this.
So
that's why they're not like privatized.
So we ask.
Sir, do you know we need that? That's how we can get the basic and major infrastructure.
People perceive not the worst.
Government involvement in anything stands out.
Exactly.
You understand? So I'm even happy with this allocation of a thing from the government. I'm actually very happy because it had a lot of value.
That was one of the best things, actually.
It's one of the best things. It would give investors rights to buy. Because once you know that when you buy
right now,
you have rest of mind.
Right now, it's one of the best things to do, honestly. Right now, it is.
Wow. What else is there to say? It's been an interesting podcast. Mm-hmm. We've learned a lot. There are lots of things that were discussed here that no one has really heard. And that's because nobody's actually talking about it.
Mm.
And a lot of people out there are just waiting for the right information, and you have done justice to it. Thank you so much for coming on this podcast. Now, to everyone watching, look, time and chance happens to everyone, but it's only the wise that takes advantage of that time. Mm. I mean, I just mentioned your 3 million naira land in Ibeju just a few years ago, the lands you also, you know, had a few years ago. And when these lands were being sold, no one was really, we're talking about the coastal road as maybe 10 years from now.
Nobody really believed it.
Dangote Refinery was, it's going to come. Yeah. And just because we've been seeing things like that happen, no one really believed in the efficacy of
Thanks to the president and to the governor,
you know, for making these promises, these long-term promises, a reality.
It's lucky and is not any long-term promise.
Yes, yeah, so as at then
it was.
No, people didn't really believe. Another promise from the government.
Said the refinery can never work.
Another promise from the government. But look at it right now: the roads being dualized, being done by high tech and Kreinberg. A lot of things are happening, bringing value to people's investment. This is another Lekki years ago, sold at very affordable prices. Exactly. And people are seeing appreciation.
Lekki is now prime.
Exactly.
That hub people should look at.
Another hub. So this is another time, another chance.
And considering that few weeks ago, the governor went to sign the airport
deal. Yes.
So there's just a whole lot coming. Yeah. If you think you've invested in Lagos, you haven't even done. You've not even scratched the surface. If you think you've done anything at all.
I talked about people thinking that there's no land in Lagos. There's still a whole lot.
But
affordable land is now finished in Lagos.
There's nothing like affordability.
There used to be affordable.
That was
it is still going to be affordable in comparison with the infrastructure, the development, and few years from now. Because the truth about it is the best time to buy.
It will be affordable to people that have insights.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has insights.
Mm-hmm. True.
There's no amount you want to sell land in Lagos today, even if you say it's 50 million per plot in that corridor and it has a government title. That's not expensive. That's still affordable for people that have insight.
Insight, exactly.
But a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of people don't have
insight. But that's why this podcast is here.
I think any price of any location opens everybody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to some large extent.
But to an extent, the people that will be lucky enough to grab the opportunities.
Yes.
Very few people will be lucky enough to grab the opportunities, but some people are used to naysayings. They'll be like, oh, what are they saying? Blah, blah, blah. Don't argue with them. Time will tell. Now, here we go. They will come and buy for 300 million from us.
Very true. And there's
a you know how many people for that? Some of my commercial facing the road, they will say, they want to buy. Say, until that land is selling for 300 million per plot. Right, I'm not selling.
We're saving the commercial facing the 1,000 square meter for 200 million.
Yes. And a lot of, I saw it today.
Yes, and a lot of people keep telling me.
And they will still buy for 500 million. In
December.
People will buy for 500 million.
I'm not even begging anybody.
See,
I'm not even in a hurry to sell. You're not.
Time will sell.
That's why I say the coastal road brought a lot of good news to Bedu Lekki.
But people are not talking about that. They are just talking about...
Well, let's get to that level.
Bad news spread very... People like spreading bad news.
By the time we get there, the see Coastal Road open up that place
the
more.
Argument within some people and the minister in the corridor of Okun-Aja corridor, but it's been sorted now. I think that was the major thing that went out there because the person in question was really angry that she felt cheated, because why did you mention on the national TV that you are reverting back to old alignment, okay, and you are still disturbing my own property on the new alignment? So she has every reason to react. So that is the only publicity that is going out right now. But people are not, they don't really understand the roots of the issue. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God they are resolving it already. They are resolving it already. She's somebody I talked to. I still spoke with her today. So there's no cause for worry. There's no cause for worry. It's, whatever it is, it's still a plus. To, we should be happy that we are going to have a coastal road that will go to about 10 states. You know, it's a plus. It's a plus. I will applaud the team because they are really working fast.
They are working very fast.
They are working very fast. And it will even aid, because a lot of us did affordable. And bringing affordable to reality is too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things we've tried to do, because most of those affordable areas, they are not opened yet.
Those affordable areas, you bring your own infrastructure. I used to call it BYO high. But right now, the government are doing...
People did not pay for that infrastructure, sir.
Exactly. Yes,
but
true.
Fortunately for us, government is doing a major one that will aid other ones.
Exactly.
You understand?
So, many
so in a couple of years, investors will...
We want everything.
I understand their worry. Everybody can be...
It's normal. It's
skeptical. Everybody anyway. Can be scared.
Wants to educate
but
them.
They should know that it's a plus. It's really a plus. And like I said, whatever developer we've spoken about amongst ourselves, whichever developer is affected, is still a minimal fraction of their estates, mm-hmm, and it's just for them to redesign the estates.
Simple.
That just is truth, and that's what we
just
are
to redesign.
That's
the
what
estate.
Everybody mm-hmm. is.
Let's say for instance, your portion falls on the affected area, and they are giving you another portion. So you are still settled anyway. Do you understand my point? Mm-hmm. So I don't think there should be any job blow for that.
There we go.
So you've heard it. No cause for alarm. You have no worries whatsoever regarding the coastal road. In fact, you should be beyond excited, because mm-hmm. your investment will quadruple in price. You would see it up. I mean, apart from the promises made that you will see your return on investment in the next 10, 15 years. I mean, look at how long it has taken.
10, 15 years.
Exactly. The promise, when we were saying we were saying 10, 15 years. Now it's just around the corner. So everything is happening with the speed of light. And I'll say it again. This is the best time to buy. The price of properties will keep on appreciating. And now, before everything comes to light, of course, the moment the coastal road is completed, prices, you won't even see any land here for 50 million.
Once it passes my own estate, at all. I'm probably the price like that.
It won't even 50 million anymore. So this is the time to buy. Pinnock was once 50 million naira. Now Pinnock is going for like 500 million, 600 million.
600.
I mean, we're arguing recently that a house in Pinnock is now 1.3 billion.
I remember a house in Pinnock was bought in 2021. For 230 million.
Just 2021 here. Are you serious?
And right now, that house, the value of that house is 1.2 billion, 1.3 billion.
Wow.
Mm. You know that our Lekki Epe corridor is also Pinnock in the future. Small yards they shake. So we are going to pinocularize it.
Exactly.
We have all those our waterfront. Because what's Pinnock?
It's waterfront. Yes,
we are pinocularizing it.
Exactly.
Small yards they shake.
With the whole infrastructure that Mr. Governor is doing towards that particular area.
I'm not even
going to. I give kudos to him.
No. The focus is on the ISA.
Work now, right from time.
Yes,
they are taking the lead. True.
Working. That's why it still tops the chart, if I would like it or not. We are still encouraging people to go outside to their states and also invest there. But Lagos that should
tops
be
the
after.
Chart.
Like what I tell people, Lagos first, then you can now think of
other places.
They're also going to open up.
That's what I was going to say. My advice for people that don't have money to buy in Lagos state can actually go to nearby cities in Lagos.
We tell them
over in America, you can actually stay in New Jersey and work in New York.
And the good thing is the governor is trying to put all these things in place. The coastal road, everything.
The one I appreciate him most is the train. That train is very, very fantastic project for Lagos State.
It is.
Fantastic project.
Lagos State is doing well. They are trying.
And if you check the map,
our officials
are
really
trying.
Yes,
they are
trying.
No, fantastic.
Trying.
The one that is going to run from Marina down to Bedulekki, that one is another fantastic project of train that's coming.
There's just a whole lot coming.
There's a whole lot coming. And everything is actually directing
to it.
So if I were you, I would invest in acres. And I know they don't like selling in hectares. They don't want to sell all their land.
Want to have acres in Lagos.
In Lagos.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
We can afford acres in Lagos today.
Yeah.
As an entity, not as a corporate body. As an entity, if you can afford acres in Lagos today.
Just buy and go and sleep.
Buy acres. If you can afford it, make sure you're buying acres, you're buying hectares today.
But some people already have Lagos. They can still look into other
parts.
In fact, I was telling one of the regulators that they should do something now that when you have a particular size of land in Lagos, you cannot buy more. Because some set of people cannot have too much. As an entity, not as a corporate body, as an entity, once you have a particular size, go elsewhere, go to another state and buy.
Actually help development of the
country. Tell me, Jem. Wash your hand. And let rinse your hand. Go. Let everybody else come and eat now. Well, that's impossible. If you can afford it, you can keep buying as much as you can.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on our podcast. We truly appreciate this session. Now, we're always getting mails from clients and from potential investors. You want to invest, you don't know how to go about it. Please, if you're out there, you don't know how to go about it, you're scared of investing, you want to know the steps, send us an email or call the numbers on your screen.
Please send them. These people, they know what they are doing. No, that's the most important thing. It's also very important to deal with people that knows what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I can say for a fact that Eden Oasis, they know what they are doing because we started together. We've all learnt in the business. So they can now tell, if they tell you, go this direction now, yes, please go that direction. Because what they are telling you to do free of charge, some people got that, they got that lesson after getting their fingers burnt.
True.
But you're lucky enough to come across them and they're telling you, don't do this, do this. You're quite lucky. So I must commend you. This is a very insightful podcast. I am saying for a fact on this podcast that this is my last podcast. Last postcard, A. Okay, let's say A. I see OUB because I don't like podcasts.
The funny thing, I don't even know how confident dragged me into this podcast.
When I saw you, I was just,
yeah, don't come. This is my fourth. Yes.
This is my podcast.
I'm very sure that I
love podcast.
I don't like putting my faces on.
Yeah.
I like my work speak for me instead of me putting my face. That just
come. She said you would come.
When I saw him, I was shocked.
Say that.
Even the ones I did, it was just because they were important. I also don't want to do podcasts, but this is the third one. Nobody should invite me for podcasts, so I will turn you down. Don't bother to invite me, please. I'm saying this here. Our director, please give me this clip, especially. My dear people, nobody should call me for podcasts, too. This is my third and last podcast. Although I owe her a B, this is part A. We have part B. More insightful for you with some regulators. Tell you some things. That will be the final. After this one, people should not come for podcasting. Can I beg you?
This has been interesting and educative anyway. So we appreciate our viewers and the organizer.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And to the viewers out there, thank you for staying.
Thank you for watching.
It's still your favorite real estate show, KK Show, the Key to Keys.